with effort is, we're saying we have moved on within government. We're looking at the impact in a more on the ecosystem.
There's a hand on from Honorable
Chair. Unfortunately, I think I was tempted to have the understanding as they have in this part of the area. And therefore, for us to be able to move forward, maybe you should suspend your question, because I also believed that RIA is the essence, that is the red tape impact assessment is the essence of the bill. That has been my understanding, which is not the case. I don't know, but I think for us to move forward, we better leave your question, not to be explained, because we'll tend to differ. Thank you.
I mean, this difference between regulatory impact assessment and a red tape. I mean, there's a difference between red tape and regulatory systems. Must be a difference. Because red tape is bad regulation for business. Okay? Maybe good regulation for government, but bad regulation for business. And regulatory is everything. So there must be a difference between a red tape impact assessment and a regulatory impact assessment. There must be a difference, for sure. And this bill is not about regulatory impact assessments. It's about red tape impact assessment. That's why there's a mapping exercise here to identify the red tape in any regulatory measure.
I think we are getting into the debate now of what is presented by, what is being proposed by the on the bill, and what has been presented by the department. And I'm afraid that today we are not doing that. Today we are asking questions of clarity. And my question was only aimed at understanding, out of the three columns, which column represented what is in the bill. That's all I wanted to understand. I was not getting into whether everything that is in the bill and everything that is in the submission from the department has been compared on this point. That was not my question. And I think that we have a content advisor, and we also have Honorable Kruger as the member that has proposed the bill, who has also listened to the presentation from the department, who would then, during the discussions of when we discuss now, would come up with what is in the bill that is not in SAIRS. And also the content advisor will point us to that direction as to what is it that is covered from the presentation of the department globally, which is not covered by the bill. That is what the content advisor will advise us on. What is it that has been presented by the department, which is covered in the presentation of the department in terms of the work that has been done, which is not covered by the bill? He will also be able to advise us what is it that is in the bill which is not already covered in the work that has already been done. He will also be able to advise us what are the trends in other countries, and he will point to us as to what is good about the bill and what is bad about the bill, and he'll also tell us what is good about the work that has been done, what are the shortcomings about the work that has been done. And that information will then assist us as a committee to take a decision on what is it that needs to be done. And we are not at that level today. Today, what we can say we are doing today, we are gathering information. We have gathered the information presented by the proposer of the bill, which is Honorable Kruger. He has made his points. They are recorded. We have also gathered information from the department in terms of the work that has been done by the department and also what exists in the government as a whole. And then we gave space for him to go and prepare a document that is then going to give us the direction and allow us to make the comparisons and see what is it then that we need to do. I'm saying that because also I've not heard the department saying that the bill is not needed. The department has only pointed out the limitations in the bill. And the department has only left that decision to us because it is our decision. It is the decision of the portfolio committee to arrive at whether, based on what will have been presented to the committee, would then decide on what to do next. But what we want to make clear to everyone who is listening here and outside is that red tape is an issue for all of us. It's something that we don't want to see. It is affecting businesses. It is affecting the growth of the economy. It affects employment and poverty, because if businesses are not thriving, then we are not able to reduce poverty and reduce unemployment. That point has to be made clear that all of us seated here, we don't want the red tape. And all of us seated here, we think that this country has to address the issue of the red tape. Okay. How we do it is what we will then be debating. How best to address that is what we will be debating moving forward. Okay. Can we close this matter now? This one, this very same one, this issue of the red tape, and move to the next stage as to when we will then begin to get into the actual discussions. We are not discussing that today. Honorable Mesha.
Yeah, two of my questions have not been answered yet. while we all want to see red tape removed because we need jobs, My question was, why has it taken so long for the department with good and better infrastructure to move away from manual registration to online registration? Because in page 8, they're talking about their intention to move away from manual systems to online. When is that going to happen, and why has it taken so long? And the second question was why they have not chosen to learn from people who are successful. Rwanda is successful. It takes them 72 hours when it takes South Africa 43 days. It takes them 3 days. We 43 days. Now,
they have something to show. They have done it. It's known all over the world. They have been successful in doing it. So my question is, why do they choose the use of consultants when I believe it could be much cheaper when the officials in Rwanda, in the Rwandan government that have done it, can say, this is what you need to do. It will come cheaper, but we choose consultants that have nothing to show, that cannot put anything on the table. So that's my second question. Why choose consultants who have nothing to show and leave out officials of a country that have successfully removed red tape? Thank you.
Thank you. In 2010, so we moved away from manual to when we were still under the DTI. That was like 6 years ago that happened. So as that happened before the establishment of the department, and yes, it took too long because it should have happened earlier. And international comparisons and learning from international best practices, we've highlighted as important, and saying that one needs to look at international best practices. So that is something that we embrace and that we say that we should look at that. Where are the best practices and how can we learn from that and not go through unnecessary costs of doing going consultants if we can learn from our international partners directly. So that is something that we definitely embrace and want to work according to. Did you want to add?
If I may just
add to that, I think my colleague said at the beginning, and we have reported to honourable members, this is the first year that this department has a research unit. So even the capacity, I mean, I think the honourable member is absolutely right that we can learn about how to create, because our work is to create that improved environment. And I think the point is that it's best to learn from officials in African countries who have achieved that. And we accept that. We are not there yet. And this particular study that my colleague made reference to, in fact, it was DPME that came with the funds that, in fact, offered to pay for it. And I think at some point, as we're finishing our, we also said, Chair, we will be developing a research agenda, and part of that is an international research agenda and how we will approach it. I think the point is well taken.
Thank you. This brings honourable members.
Comrade Chair, in principle, I agree with your suggestion of how we should conclude the meeting, but subject to if there are other outstanding questions, the department should respond to those, and then we close after they have exhausted the questions. Thanks, Comrade Chair.
Are there outstanding questions?
Madam Chair, but if I read the presentation correctly, 7.9 is sort of a motion. So the department asked to allow time. So I don't know if 7.9 must be part of the presentation, because it looks like It's not a part of the presentation about the bill. It's just a motion. So if you can delete that part. Thank you, ma'am.
Chairperson, very, very last one. Can we have page 8 on the screen again, please? Okay, to save time, I can just read this. Chairperson, in responding to my question, the department said they moved to online registration about 6 years ago. But on the slide there, they're talking about moving away from manual systems to online registration. It sounds like it has not happened. And yet, we're told that it happened 6 years ago. I don't understand. Okay, please explain.
It just says that we moved from Cipro to CIPC, and with that was from manual to online. So that happened with the change over from Cipro to CIPC.
Can I come in here? My understanding was of this slide was not that this is what the department is still going to do. My understanding of this presentation was that business reforms on starting a business, what has been done to improve business registration. That is my understanding. That can I finish? In terms of Angola, this is what they have done. In terms of Burkina Faso, this is what they've done. But down to South Africa. In terms of South Africa moved from Cipro to CIPC. We all know that. We are South Africans. And that helped the country to move from manual system to online registration. It's not something that is still to be done. It's something that was done. That was my understanding.
I think then the confusion came from the tense that they're using. Because if you say you're moving, if they say moved away, it would have made a difference. Because the chairperson says they have moved, it's past tense, it has happened. But that sentence doesn't say it's past tense. It's an, to me, it reads like it's still going to happen.
It's how they have presented it. But Mina, I did not only listen to what they are saying. I also used my own knowledge that we are no longer in Cipro. We are in CIPS, PC. And I know that we have moved from registration. But they need to correct the slide. They need to correct the slide to reflect what has already been done. Honorable Chair.
Chair, perhaps one of the answers to the Reverend Meshwar's question is that whilst there has been a change of name, it doesn't mean to say that there's a change in organisation behind it. I mean, basically, it's the same people, it's the same systems, it's the same structures. Okay, there has been a move towards online registrations, but I think that the work that DGI have been doing is not radical enough, frankly, to effect change to the extent that is needed. It's been a long, long process, and we know that the registration times are still a problem. So, just to say that Cipro has become CPIC and by a magic wand, waving of the wand, everything has changed, is actually missing the point.
No, Comrade Chair, I think we must go back to your direction in terms of directing the meeting to say that the main purpose is to get an input from the department. And then it's very tempting to go into a debate. So I would advise that the department does not respond to Honorable Chancellor's question, because it's that is the nerve of the whole thing. I think it must fall into our day of discussion. Thanks, Comrade Chair. King Upazamisu Chair Lapo, Maganganzwanga, Imi Nawe Masteta.
Honorable Kruger.
Madam Chair, yes, I think what we're busy discussing now, it's not applicable on the purpose of today's presentation. Even the slide, because you know it let people think that registration is red tape. You know, we talk about registration of business, and it's not. It's a small portion of red tape on small business. As part of, so you know, we make a big scene of registration and what other countries do, but we don't look at the bigger picture of red tape. So and you know, if I must start talking about real red tape in small business, we can sit here for a week. So it's not about what you know the how and all this is about the ball. Thank you, Manji.
Honorable.
There's that very, very last sentence of the page 13, which Honorable Cross says is not part of this presentation. I've got a sense that maybe it is not phrased properly, or it, maybe it will have sense when it is said. Because to me it is linked to the presentation. When it says the department currently is in the process of fast-tracking the revision of definitions, because to me it will mean being part of this presentation rather than say we throw away, because to me that's there's a lot that is in there for this bill. Thank you.
Honourable Kruger.
Madam Chair, I'm still standing that the intention of this 7.9 is a motion, and we need to decide on this motion. I don't know what is their intention, because we each will have our own thought of what the sentence means, but according to me, it's a motion of the department that say they need more time to rethink about the bill, because this presentation is about the bill.
That is not what I heard. That is not what I hear from them. This is not what I hear from them. The department is saying it needs to be allowed time to fast track the revised definition in the National Small Business Act in order to promote policy coherence. Okay. What I'm hearing the department saying there is that in us processing the bill, we should not lose sight of the fact that they are revising the National Small Business Act and finalize the bill before they conclude that. Because if we do that, it would also have a negative impact on the work that they are doing. That's what I'm hearing from here.
That is my understanding.
That is my understanding, is that they are alerting us, in your process of considering the bill, be mindful of the fact that we are revising the definition of the National Small Business Act. And in that process then, give us space to conclude that, so that you don't finalize the bill having not taken into consideration what we are doing. That's what I'm hearing from here. There is nothing that has said stop. There is nothing that says stop what you are doing. It says give us time.
Honorable. Yes, Chair, I'm not arguing with you, Steve, but I want to say still on that point, maybe it will be okay if we also talk of the time frame on what they are requesting. Because it cannot just be saying, allow us time, and it ends there, while on this side we are engaging issues. Maybe let's just agree on time frame if they agree.
They have made a presentation, they have given us the time frames of what is happening in relation to that. And we are not today discussing how long it is going, what is it that we are going to be doing and how long it is going to take us to do that. That we shall be discussing in our next meeting. And in doing so, we will also take into consideration what has been proposed on 7.9. Thanks. Okay. This then brings us to the end of this presentation. And I will also again want to emphasize this, that today we were on the second day on all gathering information. What is it that the department is presenting in terms of work around the red tape? What work is being done? And what is their response to this? And we have also had the presentation from Honorable Kruger. What then follows in our next meeting when we deal with this matter is how we would then move forward. That is what we'll be following. So this matter is now. What is disturbing me is that I'm seeing a lot of caucuses. I'm seeing a lot of caucuses, and it is for the first time that when I'm chairing a meeting, there are caucuses as if there is unhappiness in the direction that we are taking. Now, Mabas.
I concur with your way forward that we adjourn the meeting. And as for the caucuses, it's not surprising because this bill challenges us to think forward. So people are already thinking of the next meeting. But I do second that we adjourn the meeting.
No, we're not adjourning the meeting. We are taking the second presentation. Yes, we hate red tape too much. There is tea whilst there is a preparation for the second presentation. Thank you.